Yeah, what's up? How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the show. I'm Tom McCaffrey. I'm here with Eric B. LE2B. Thanks for listening, and to all our subscribers, thank you. And if you're listening to this podcast, if you're a regular listener, it really helps if you download the episodes. That helps us. So, yeah, we're in the top 80 in the U.S. this week, so that's good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Was it the Vinny episode? Was it the Vinny?
No, it wasn't. We might have been for that, but I don't think I checked, but it was for the last one. But oh, wow. Also, I've made a short film called Funny Mike, and I just posted the trailer on my Instagram, Tom McCaffrey 722.
Mm-hmm. What's that? Pretty, I think I saw that. What's it about?
It's sort of like Twilight Zone-ish, but sort of funny, where it's about I'm a struggling comedian, and I'm very frustrated with kind of where comedy is and with the trajectory it's on with like social media and how it's just become like spectacle instead of, you know, quality. And I meet this kind of down and out guy who was on a reality show. He basically gives me a microphone that has magical powers that whoever uses it sounds like they're the greatest at whatever they do.
Uh-huh.
And so I become like, you know, this online, like the biggest comedian around because I'm using this magical microphone. It's funny. Called Funny Mike because my name in it is Mike.
Right.
And so it's kind of about stand-up, but it's more about kind of celebrity and social media and, you know, the internet and all that. And how, you know, it's just everyone is, you know, if you scroll through, just everyone's doing the same thing, screaming at the phone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. How long is the movie?
Like crowd work. It's like, about 17 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So cool. It's good. Joe DeRosa's in it. Scott Sharp. Do you know him?
He's in it.
Tom Delgado. I was actually going to ask you to do a small part, but I didn't end up doing needing it. So,
okay. What was that? What was my part going to be?
There's a part where,
Bluffer.
I needed someone to, have you ever held a boom mic? No, there's a part where it's showing my ascent after using, because at the beginning I'm like bombing, you know, and then like I use the mic and everyone's dying. And there's kind of a montage of me kind of, you know, ascending to the ranks, the top ranks of comedy. And I just have some people like on their phones kind of, talking about me like, you know, this comedian, Mike Gay, was a genius. It's just kind of like people kind of get giving their take on me. You know, people get into that. They're like, my top five comedians are.
Oh, da, shit. Da, da.
And this was going to be like,
did you film stand-up scenes or no?
You know, not a lot. Whenever I watch movies about stand-up, I usually don't like them or things about stand-up. And they usually don't work to me when they show people doing stand-up and it's supposed to be funny. For some reason,
right.
Good stand-up doesn't translate well in a movie. It doesn't seem to fit the universe. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Well, if you see that, did you see that baby reindeer? Did you see that?
Yeah.
And it seemed like all his stand-up was like a joke. It was supposed to be deliberately bad. Because I don't think that was his stand-up, you know? It almost reminded me of that Flight of the Conchords, where, like, they're, in their minds, they're great, these great musicians, but every time you see them play live, they play the same song over and over again, this crappy song.
Like, yeah.
I think they're trying to say that they're not actually really good. It's just that they dream good. I don't know.
I think it was smart to do that in Baby Reindeer because... The whole narrative, right? The whole story was that he was struggling at comedy,
right?
And he wasn't doing well. So I think it's better. It kind of fit more. Like, I think it would have been bad if he had just done straight up stand up because it just wouldn't have fit. Like, I don't, you know, so that's why
it had deliberately, like, because I think you have to be less subtle sometimes with movies and stuff. So it couldn't just be like, stand up. It had to be deliberately look bad. And I think he did that on purpose.
Eating shit. Yeah.
Right. Because the stuff he was doing was so ridiculous. There's no way he'd fucking, a guy who would write Baby Reindeer would never do like stand up like that. You know? He's like, what is
it? Well, but it was good though, because it was good because it made the shift when he kind of changed that more drastic. It was such a stark shift from what he had been doing. Like when he finally like broke down and had the epiphany. And I felt like that was good. That made it more impactful because he became completely open and honest. And that, so part of me was wondering that. I was like, maybe he was really hacky and bad. And then he just had a meltdown. And like, that is what it took for like Baby Reindeer to come out, you know?
Yeah. I think I would guess probably not, but who knows? But the one thing that made me laugh is that one scene where he breaks down and he's like blowing the light. He's going on forever and he's not even being funny. He's just being kind of serious on stage.
Yeah. When he's having like the meltdown.
Right. But like, everyone's like, and then everyone's still watching and not saying anything and no one's trying to take him off stage. I'm like, well, that doesn't sound real.
Yeah.
In New York City, you have a meltdown on stage. There'll be a trap door.
That's true.
Maybe England's different.
Even if you're doing well on stage, you're like, get off.
Right. Plus the crowd be screaming at you and throwing shit. You know, they'll be like, oh, I really like how, introspective he is. They'd be like, get the fuck off, loser.
Yeah, totally. That's when you're doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, Dad, come on. I invited you here. No, like, it was kind of like, because it was like, maybe not the most realistic, but over-dramatized, like, you know, illustration of someone finding their voice, you know what I mean? And it took literally, I mean, I feel like that's how it is a lot of times artistically, especially in stand-up, a lot of it, where it's like you literally have to just bottom out until you really find out your voice. Like, everything has to go so wrong where like the real you just like kind of starts to come out. That's always like Eminem I always loved, and that was the story with him. He was a rapper for a while and he was good, but he kind of didn't really have a distinct voice, and then he like, his life was shit and he tried to kill himself and it didn't work. And when he survived, he came up with like the Slim Shady thing, but it's like, that's what, you know what I mean? That's what art is so hard. Like, people really underestimate when they go into something like artistic that like, it's going to take a toll on you, especially if you really want to be good at it. You know what I mean?
Right. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so that's kind of my thing. The theme of my thing is that like no one wants to become good at anything anymore. Like, I don't even know what's funny anymore. And I don't even think people out there know what's funny anymore. It's so homogenized because there's so much content, and it's like people are more doing things to get people to look at it instead of doing what they think is good. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like a guy who's doing what he thinks good, but it's not getting attention. And then it's kind of like, well, here's a shortcut where it doesn't matter what you're saying, because this will just make it sound like you're great, even though you're not even being funny. So like, is it worth it to be really successful and famous for not being good?
Yeah. And when you just talked about Eminem, I try to look up some of his old rap that was horrible. I want to hear some of it. You want to hear it?
Yeah. 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 No, I do want to hear it. I'm just trying to guess what it's going to be.
Oh, for real? And here's the 611 on that.
That's phone repair. You mean 411.
Right. So, I'll be doing the rap battle at the 23 Club tomorrow.
All right, Fred. Mm. I didn't get it right.
This is from Scary Movie. Yeah, I was going to say that. Do you have it?
No, or he's like the worst rapper. He's like, I'm going to do this rap battle. And he's like, I'm going to...
Yeah.
It's like the worst rap. I couldn't find it.
That guy really does rap.
Is that Simon Rex? Yeah. Wasn't he in gay porn, too?
Yeah. He's, I don't know, just from what you told me.
No, I heard that. I heard that before he made it, he was doing that. And then he was trying
I only know this because it was a thing. And I actually saw an interview about it where he's like masturbating. It's like that kind of porn.
Oh, maybe it was that.
With anyone.
Right.
So I guess it's okay.
I'm sure only women were watching that, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure no men were jerking off to that.
Yeah. That's amazing that even women wouldn't want it. Like, a woman would watch that and be like, ugh, even dudes would be into that more than women. Yeah, that's, so what was that? So watch my trailer for Funny Mike. And right. So we wanted to get into, you played that song at the beginning. So P. Diddy is a documentary out.
Yeah. It was weird because it was on Tubi, which is like, maybe they're trying harder now, but it was a TMZ thing and it was pretty good, actually. They were just really, because I didn't know much about it, and they were just talking about all the stuff that first that girl sued him, right? And then she said to him, apparently, what was her name? She was some sort of singer. Do you know who I'm talking about? I want to say Sienna or something like that, or I can look it
up. Yeah, maybe. She was a singer. Yeah, there was something like that. Like, What was it? He like sexually assaulted her or something? Or
well,
like,
yeah, I mean, his just like
other dudes.
Yeah, that was, he called it like freak time or something, where they didn't really say he would just watch her have sex with. They didn't say, they just said people, but I'm assuming dudes, right?
Yeah.
Right. But anyway, go ahead.
That's cucking. Is that what that's called?
Yeah, I guess. Oh, Cassie. Cassie. Her name was Cassie.
Oh, you were close.
Yeah. I don't know. But anyways, but she apparently, they were saying in the doc, is she's like, look, I want money or I'm going to, you know, expose all this. And he's like, he kind of said like, fuck you to her. And then he didn't think she'd do it. And she did. And then he ended up, I think, paying her just to keep her to shut up at this point. Like he had a settlement with her. But one of the guys said, you know, if he had just paid her.
Yeah.
But maybe he didn't want, because he knew probably all these other people were going to do it. And all these other people have secrets now and they're all holding him up for money too. So he seems like he has a problem here. And
what are the main allegations?
Well, I mean, there's like sex.
Is it women and also like gay? Like he's gay? Is that
I don't know. They
on?
Weren't completely clear. Just a lot of the stuff that happened. Like he would just beat these women and sexually traffic them and make them do weird things. But apparently they were freaking out because when the feds raided both of his homes in Miami and Los Angeles, you know, it was, they showed the videos like, holy fuck, they came in hard with tanks and shit like that. And they said, you know, they never did that to Jeffrey Epstein. You know, maybe it's like a black thing. And, you know, that there is some point to that. But someone said, look, I think in the doc, they said, if the federal government was going in like that, they got something. They got a lot. You know, and he was filming everything too. So they took all that, and they say that like Epstein, he had videos of some famous people, and they said some of them weren't even actors, some of them were politicians and things like that. So yeah, he's going to die in prison is what I'm going to say.
Do you think so? What's going on? So, I mean, maybe they're just building the case, but it is one of those things that it first broke with the first woman and it was like, okay. And then it kind of went away and then more came out. And then now it feels like, with the raid, that was a really huge, you know, dam bursting. But I feel like I haven't heard anything. The things I keep seeing, who knows, but, you know, it just, people are saying things like, oh, yeah, like everyone knew in Hollywood, if you were a young boy, he was going to have to try and have sex with you. And it's
they kind of implied or inferred. I always never know what the right one is, that they showed an old video of him hanging out with Justin Bieber when he was like 13.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, I'm just here. And then they show the video. He's like, you can kind of see in Justin Bieber's eyes, he doesn't really want to be there, you know? So who the fuck knows what's going on? But I think what that one, I guess, lawyer or whoever was saying it, they're like, they wouldn't do this unless they had it. So they're like, you're saying they're probably building a case because this is probably going to blow up later in the year or something like that. This is not
he
over.
Must,
this is not
I
over.
Love that.
He's in big trouble, I think.
Really?
I think
I can't tell. I keep feeling like I hear things in like the ether, but I mean, what a fucking, you know, what a trajectory. It's one of those things. It's like, of course, one of these guys that was such a big icon. It also makes sense that people would be like, I feel like people are ready for that guy to go down because he was around for so long. And I feel like he was one of those guys that like, he was always just kind of rubbing in everyone's face how great he was and like, you know, pouring, you know, flashing money. And I do think he was sort of an annoying public figure in a way. Like I never really like had much. And then there are always these weird things that he had Biggie killed, and he just seemed like really shady. It does surprise me that like there's all these gay things, but maybe it's just kind of like the cuck stuff. I mean, but maybe, you know, that cuck stuff, it's kind of like,
no, I mean, they were talking about how people thought he was bisexual, and I think in the hip hop culture, that's kind of looked down upon. Yeah. So,
yeah, no, I would say so. But how come you haven't heard any rumbling? I feel like you would have heard rumbling. Maybe there has been rumblings in hip hop, just like in songs or something.
I think, I don't know. I think right now they're just building, like you said, building the case. There's, you know, it's like kind of what Jack Smith was doing to Trump. It took a while to kind of, you want to build a case that you can prosecute, you know? So you have to.
Well, unfortunately, Trump just picked him as his running mate. So,
Jack Smith.
No,
Diddy.
Diddy.
Yeah.
Oh. That's actually not even out of the realm of possibility at this point. Like, people would think that was crazy for like a month, and then it would be like, yeah, Diddy. Yeah, he's going to be vice president.
I'll tell you right now, if Diddy's in big trouble, I could almost see him endorsing Trump before the election, just so if Trump wins, he would pardon him. How about that?
Also, I think it would be a way
that sound,
of getting...
Does that seem insane?
No, it doesn't seem insane. It actually sounds like a good strategy because you could also then just run to the right audience.
Right.
You know what I mean? They'll accept it. That's where everyone goes. It's a weird thing. Like, there is a definite like path now where you can go if you've just completely, been shunned or whatever,
Especially if you're
for committing felonies and raping people.
But especially like in the Hollywood or, entertainment community, if you go to the right, they, they don't have a lot of people on their side who are famous artists.
Yeah.
So they'll accept you with open arms. They're like, oh, we got Diddy, especially if he's black too.
Yeah.
And if I could see him doing something like that, like trying to get some of the black vote, Trump just needs a little bit more, could win.
Yeah.
I could see Diddy doing that. I really could.
Have you ever been in any around any weird showbiz things that just, seem sort of uncomfortable or like some sinister nefarious shit was going on?
Nah, I'm so not involved with real entertainment. I've never.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to think. I feel like I've been in situations where, I've been somewhere and I'm like, it seemed very like high up in the industry, and it just felt weird. I remember being at some Hollywood parties years ago, but the one thing I remember is everyone was just so weird. It was in the middle of the Hollywood Hills, like this nice house. This was supposed to be like, oh my God, this is where you always hear about old Hollywood partying and how great it was. And I remember I was at this house and it was just awful. Everyone there was awful and weird and dressed pretentious. And I just remember being like, do you remember that chick, Shannon Sossaman? Do you remember that actress?
Mm-mm.
She was in 40 Days and 40 Nights. She was in A Knight's Tale. She was she was a DJ. She was an LA DJ and she was kind of famous for being a DJ. And then someone was like, hey, Gwyneth Paltrow, she DJed her birthday. And she was like, you should be an actress. And then she just starred in movies. When I lived in LA, my friend had a house and lived right next door to her. And so they knew her. And one time she invited him to go to her birthday party or something. And I went with him and it was just the coolest, hippest people you've ever seen. And it was just a fucking nightmare. I remember being like, oh man, everyone's dying to get to this, to these parties. They think it's the be all and end all. And then anytime I've been at one, I'm like, this is the worst time I've ever fucking had in my life.
It's like an Eyes Wide Shut party or something. Yeah. With the Illuminati or something.
Even worse, just so pretentious and no one's having fun. Everyone's just so cool, So anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, not to bring to the next thing, because again, I said, I'm a comedian, but I'm not in the know with the entertainment stuff. But I still heard, someone told me, it was 10 years ago. Someone told me he was an actor, comic, I forgot who it was. And we were talking about Kevin Spacey. And he's like, oh yeah, he just grabs all the dudes on the set. And I was like, well, that's fucking weird.
This was an actor,
Yeah, he was an actor comic. And he told me, I'm going to say 2012 or something like that.
Right, but years before it came out. Yeah.
Right, that came out in 2017. So I'm like, well, that, okay.
Had you heard that he was gay yet at that point?
No, I always assumed he was, I think that's where the conversation came up. I was like, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty much sure he's gay. I mean, he went to the Oscars with his mom and all that other stuff. And he's, every time they ask him about his sexuality,
he's either gay or really bad with women.
Yeah. He always had that answer where he's when they asked him about his sexuality, he's like, my private life's my private life. I'm like, okay, right. So you're gay. Okay.
Which means you're gay.
And they
which means I'm super gay.
But they did say in that documentary that which we both saw, they said that it did ruin a lot of actors' careers at that time, like Rupert Everett and stuff. So he had every right to stay in the closet. But that other thing I heard that years before, as I heard the Louis C.K. stuff years before, I think I even heard the Cosby stuff years before. It's weird when there's smoke, there's fire. But that one was interesting because I was like, well, I know he's gay. I didn't know he was. He's like, dude, he's fucking he's out of control on the sets.
Yeah.
And that brings us to the documentary.
Also, had you heard about the Hitler thing? Apparently he got a little handsy with people.
I heard about it. They said,
imagine that came out. Oh, you know that guy. He actually would be a little inappropriate sometimes in the office.
Yeah, my great grandfather once told me a story. He's like, he goes, I saw that Hitler in like 1928, and I'm like, no good, no good. I don't like the, I don't like the cut of his jib.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, yeah, really? I really, it's weird. It seems like that guy's pretty hard to read, that he might be a maniac.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen, it's just like, you know, everyone's like, oh, God, you know, I guess no one saw it coming. And you're like, how? Like, look at this. Right. It's exactly like Trump. It's like, people watch this guy talk and we're like, yeah, good. Yeah, let's go. This is a good idea. This won't go.
Yeah. The guy who's just like, that's why I think it's really good. At Biden, they're doing the debates, and they've already agreed to two so far, one in June and Biden. That was smart to do it early because the press is not covering Trump's fucking, you know, the other day he said he liked Hannibal Lecter, remember? And he barely got any coverage. And I contend that, you know, Biden just has to stay cool. And Trump lost it on the debates last time and just let him fucking. And people, I think, forgot how crazy he is. And the press is not covering him correctly. You know, they're just, they want the dog race. So
he called Jimmy Carter Jimmy Connors.
Did he really? Did he?
Yeah, he did. That's what I heard. Watching him now, it's just, have you seen those? I know we'll go back to the Kevin Spacey documentary, but, you know, I'm kind of watching the live coverage of the trial, even though it's kind of like, it's so not compelling. I mean, but. Because you want to see it actually happening. But I do love watching him when he leaves the court at the end of the day, because he's just such a ranting lunatic. Have you seen it where he comes out?
Yeah, some of
it. And he always has like a stack of like 100 pages of paper.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's just insane. Like, he's just like, look at this paper. I have all these, you know, these great lawyers say, look at this guy. And then he just files through papers and he's like, this guy says it's a fraud and it's a sham. And this guy, and you're like, what are you doing? Like, it's just rambling. And it's like incoherent. And it's just like the fact that someone would watch that and be like, oh yeah, this guy, man, he's really on the ball. He's got it. Like, have you seen this? Doesn't he look crazy doing it?
Yeah. I mean, I think now, with him is like, it seems like this trial seems to be helping his popularity, which fucking, that's why they should have done this a couple of years ago, but all right, whatever.
I don't think it would have mattered. I feel like it's this weird, like Jason thing, like from like Friday the 13th, it just can't be stopped. Like everyone's always like, yeah, dude, this is like, no, the problem is these more about 10,000 morons didn't vote or voted for some idiot out of some weird protest, and now this is our fucking world. Like, that's literally what, you know, he's not gonna.
Yeah.
And that's all I have to say about that. Sorry, we went, Eric's mic fucked up. We had to stop. So we're back. All right. So anyway, yeah, Trump is an idiot and he's rambling. And like I said, I think those courtroom exit speeches are just kind of.
But I think the problem is this stunning. This case isn't really he's done so many horrible things. You wanted the classified documents case to be the one, and it seems like that's not going to happen. That's a serious one. So this case, obviously, you know, he probably won the election because of this hush money stuff, but
I just feel like this case is so on brand though for everything that's been going on.
I don't think it packs the punch, and that's why people look like it's a targeted political motivated thing. And I think, to me, in my opinion, what I feel is that he should be found guilty and have like a suspended sentence or something like that, which I think is going to happen. And just like,
how much are you following it?
I'm following. I think the case is strong, apparently, but I don't think he's going to see jail time for this. And to be honest, I don't want him on this one. I don't want him because I think that would make him look like a political prisoner, you know, and they'll say banana republic, third world thing.
Even though I do think, like I said, I think you're right, but I do feel like we're in this era that now that was kind of ushered in mainly by him, where the unthinkable all of a sudden happens and people just get used to it. And I mean, honestly, I could see him going to jail and everyone going nuts for about a long time and then just like, oh yeah, he's in jail. Like, I mean, I don't think that will happen, but that's not out of the realm. What he's made us get used to, you know, over and over slowly is just kind of like, if you thought about it 8 years ago, you'd be like, what? Like, no way.
This is what this could be cool though. Like, he goes to jail, right? And so he has to do the first debate from prison. And I think the prisoners aren't allowed to use Zoom, I don't think. So they have to call you up on one of those pay phones.
Yeah. And I mean, I wouldn't
We're going to start the debate. Okay. This is from the Rikers Correctional Facility. Mr. Biden, do you accept? Yes. Okay. And then just have him on the phone.
You have 1 minute left. Because like, remember, they were never able to moderate him. He'd always ramble over the time. Right. He couldn't do that this time.
Yeah. And he'd be like, you have to enter more money to the phone if you want more time. Trump won't do it.
Right. And he'd still be leading in the polls.
Right.
But his poll numbers would go up.
But Trump would be like, what the hell? 25 more cents? Fuck that, you know?
Yeah.
Or he'll go to the prison people. I'll pay you later. Don't worry about it. And then not pay them.
Right. Yeah. It's just like, it's insane to be like, yesterday he murdered every poll worker and the polls went up.
Yeah. The funniest thing that one of the polls that I read that they did is that 40% of the public think that Joe Biden did more for infrastructure than Trump. And 37% of the people think Trump did more than Biden. Trump did nothing for infrastructure. That was a running joke that every week he would say it's infrastructure week and did pass nothing.
Right.
And half the people believe that he did more than Biden, who passed.
There's also a percentage I heard that blame Biden for Roe v. Wade. Listen, that's a thing. People,
if you poll that, you wouldn't like that, you know?
No. And then because I remember
years ago, people thought George W. Bush killed fucking Bin Laden. You know, a few years ago, they asked people. It's like, Jesus.
Right.
Fuck.
How are they able to sway it that way? So anyway, there's another one that I forgot. I was something about Biden and Trump. I forgot what it was. I lost my thought.
But I can tell you right now, I'm on TikTok all the time and everyone's doing these Trump impressions and they're getting better and better. They're like amazing at people's impressions now of him. I hate it. I hate him. I fucking hate him because you're making this guy seem like he's a TV character. You know, it's like voting for Kramer. Maybe that's not the right example, but you know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, it is. Kramer you're making would be him better,
silly.
No.
You're making him silly and fun, and this is not good. So
I know. Right. It's like, yeah, it's kind of like he doesn't seem as intimidated. Like, oh, he's just an idiot. He can't do, which is what everyone, no one ever takes it seriously, which is kind of why this case, I actually, even from the beginning, I was always, annoyed people. Everyone was always like, oh God, this case is nothing. We need to start with an important case. And it's like, why? All that, you know, just, it seems like the huge giants that are finally toppled are usually taken down by something that doesn't seem at all like a viable option or is not taken seriously. And I feel like that's kind of what's happening now. They weren't taking it seriously. And then you can kind of tell something has shifted because you see all these, like all the lunatic GOP members showing up to the courthouse now.
Mm-hmm. Trying to get
sign. Like it's, and I think Fox News wasn't covering it and now they're covering it. And I think that's another signal. It's like, oh shit, like this is maybe bigger than, and I don't know. I assume, you know, there's going to be a hung jury, but you know, you never fucking know. And I think they're thinking it too.
I mean, I know I see if it's a hung jury, then he walks around saying, I am innocent.
I was acquitted.
Right. If that's
why
he'd
say he was acquitted if he's convicted.
Right. But if he's convicted, he'll say, and he doesn't go to jail, he'll say that too, but he'll still be like, at least people know, or maybe put him in jail for 2 weeks or something like that. That would be kind of funny. You know what I mean? But I don't know.
It's kind of like, do you remember when Paris Hilton had to go to jail?
No.
She had to go to jail for like 5 days or something. And she cried the whole time that they let her out after like 2 days. And I was like, wait a minute. That's not how jail works.
There's no crying in jail. There's no crying in jail.
No, I'm sure there's a lot, but they don't just let you out of jail. Like, oh, you don't like it. All right. It's like, yeah, that's the point of jail. Like you're going to cry a lot.
It's a little white privilege right there.
I thought that was the most hilarious thing. It was just like, she was crying. She seemed really upset. It's like, right. I think a lot of people are. I once had a joke that I thought was funny that like I wouldn't do well in jail, obviously. I think that sucks is like in jail, you can't, if someone does something, like you can't tell anyone about it. There's no complaining about anything. Like you can't go and be like, you know, these guys, they won't stop like beating me up. And they're like, you know, they want to rape me all the time. They'd be like, yeah, that's jail. That's what happens here. So, but
I think there was, remember in like Dirty Work, you ever see that movie, Norm? It's really
yeah,
funny.
I love that part.
And he goes out of jail and he's like, he like goes to like one of the, I think one of the guards, you know.
I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
Hello. Yeah. So, Norm was talking about in that movie, Norm got out of prison. He's like rubbing his ass.
Yeah.
Complaining to the guard. He goes, you know what goes on in this place or something like that.
Well, yeah, it's funny. Well, when he's in the, they're in the jail, right? And he's right. Like, these guys just take him to this off camera. And then he comes back and he's like, you guys got a lot of growing up to do. I'll tell you that. Ridiculous. He's yeah, like, yeah. You know what hurts the most? It's the disrespect. Well, I mean, the most is the other thing that hurts the most.
The anal rape, right?
Yeah, yeah. But the disrespect that hurts. That hurts the second most. Yeah, yeah. That part's really funny. He's like, yeah, to Artie Lang. He's like, don't you know what goes on in jail? He's like, what? He's like, you never heard about that? And he like whispers in his ear. He's like, I've never heard of that. And he's like, really? So speaking of that anal assault, Kevin Spacey, let's get back to that.
Yeah.
Spacey unmasked. So you watched it when it was on Max. What did you think? It wasn't that funny.
It was, yeah, it was not as funny as I thought it would be. The funniest part actually was when the guy talked about how he was jerking off during Private Ryan. During the storming of the Normandy Beach.
Right. Not only in Private Ryan, but in like the worst, most harrowing part of Private Ryan, where the guy's getting his arm like blown off.
Right.
I can't believe, how was he able to get away with that? Because in the documentary, all the stories are so like blatant. He does it kind of like really out in the open, almost like he's like, first of all, the thing is kind of just a lot of like fondling and grabbing people. There's a lot of that. Yeah. He's doing like red carpets. And then like during House of Cards, like when they would do a take, right. Yeah. When they walked off screen, he would just like grab their genitals. And it was also surprising. Like it's a lot of like these huge buff built military type guys.
Right. He's got a type. He definitely has a type.
And I think like he even gets off on getting them to be submissive to him. He's even, you know, able to get these huge buff, like burly guys to like submit to him, you know, even though he's like this, like, oh, that's how powerful I am and intimidating. Like,
and I contend watching this thing that you remember they saw in 2003, he moved to England and the Old Vic, which is this famous theater that was kind of going into disrepair. He took it over and
he breathed into life and he kind of like,
right. But I think he might have, it seems like he did it just so he could teach acting classes with all these young guys and stuff. It seemed very James Franco to me.
I was going to say, it's exactly what I said.
Cause it was an odd thing to do at that point. He was like on the top of the world. He's like, I'm just going to move to England and run this theater. I'm like,
I think I know acting to young dudes. Just like, at least he wasn't as bad as James Franco. We talked about where like he had classes that were like, you know, like, sex acting. Like it's like, dude, come on, that's like insult. You're not even trying to hide it, you know, like welcome to like, it's like if I open an acting school, like welcome to Tommy acting school, today we're gonna, you guys ready to sign up for BJ acting?
And it's always bad when they're like, we're gonna film some scenes of you pretending to have sex. Where are the cameras? Nah, don't worry about that, they're hidden somewhere.
Don't worry, they're hidden cameras.
But did you get that from that? I thought that he seemed like what?
Really? The girl's like, really? But I'm blowing you in your car.
That's funny. But do you think you got that from that? I got that from a little. I think he started that Old Vic thing because he just wanted to have access to, because he kept saying, oh, I want to work with young young, 18 to 26 year olds. He even had an age group there. I'm like, all right.
It's funny how like he seems so creepy now, but he always kind of was creepy. But now that you know this stuff, it's just even like the faces he makes and when he laughs, it was just like so creepy. And it's, first of all, do you think anyone doesn't like think that it's true? Do you think like there's anyone? I never really heard of a lot of Spacey defenders.
No, I know, because he's not like representative. Like Cosby was like meant so much to the black community, or at least
Michael Jackson too.
Right,
white people were kind of like, we don't care. Get rid of that fucking guy.
I think
he's not one of our best.
I think he might have actually got more defense if he had come out earlier. But when he got busted and that's when he decided to come out, the gay people were like, what? No.
What did you think of that? Wasn't that hilarious? I thought when he was like, people are like, yeah, so he sexually assaulted me when I was 12 years old. He's like, all right, you guys, I admit it. I'm gay. Hinting that or kind of implying that if you're gay, you just try to have sex with 13-year-old boys.
Right. And I think that's why gay people were so mad. They're like, don't bring us into this now. It's too fucking late. You know, you're like, yeah, I'm a fucking sex freak who fucks kids, you know, because I'm gay.
Right. It's like someone like, hey, man, you murdered my parents. All right. I admit it. I'm bi. I'm bisexual. Just all right. I admit it. I also... But you're not allowed to murder people. No, everyone knows we're weird. I can't decide things. I have a lot of...
Yeah, I ate 7 people, but you know, I have slight hearing loss, so how that is. I have ADD, so you know. So I fucking gutted 7 people like a fish, you know.
Right. I love when someone like I was thinking when people pawn off their flaws on astronomy. Astrology, like imagine that in court. Like, I know that he murdered these 8 people. Come on, he's a Gemini. What are you gonna do?
That could be a funny sketch, astrology court, where
that would be funny.
The judge is just going by senses, like, well, I know you ate 7 people, but you know, you're on the thing where you're on the cusp of
Aries,
yeah. So
and your moon is in Sagittarius.
Yeah,
so.
And you know, it's like you're kind of a free spirit, you know.
And let's see what that says here. All right. Yeah. You know,
free spirit.
I don't see anything about anal. Yeah. But so I guess his is really, I'd kind of forgotten a little bit about him. I think like the thing with him is, first of all, he was acquitted, the Anthony Rapp thing. Do you remember Anthony Rapp, the actor? He's kind of the one that, it's funny to look back on that whole Me Too time. It kind of, even though it wasn't that long ago, it kind of brought me back that time. And I was watching it with my girlfriend and I was like, when they were talking about the whole Me Too movement starting, and I was like, man, that was those were the days. That was like the best time ever. Do you remember? It was like a game show. Cause literally every day you'd be like, who is it today? And you could tell people were just terrified. And then it started to become people like I had some interaction with, and those were the best when you'd see them taken down.
Yeah.
Like, oh yes.
Then it was after a while, it was like, I mean, you'd start thinking about your own behavior. Like, wait, did I do anything?
Yeah.
I felt pretty comfortable that I didn't, but like, I don't know.
Well, I think, but luckily it was like, it was mainly famous.
Right. You know, right. But I saw some comics that weren't really famous kind of getting taken down too, you know?
Yeah.
And I know that I never really did anything bad ever, but I'm like, did I ever grab someone's ass 20 years ago?
I feel like it kind of for a little while, it sort of ruined being famous. I feel like it kind of took away the whole like reason to be famous, where it was like you were just kind of infallible and you could kind of like move however you wanted in any sort. It is funny to think, like, I always kind of was aware of this, but the Kevin Spacey thing. And then I was watching something else too, where it was like, when you hear these behind the scenes stories about Hollywood, they're just always like the worst things you've ever fucking heard.
Yeah.
You know, like there's so much, I guess I knew it was there, but the how like unmonitored it was, you know what I mean? That just, there was no way to kind of like to stop, because I think it was just accepted. So it is amazing it took that long to finally
the power structure. I mean, you even saw it with Spacey. He kind of had his own casting couch, you know, but he didn't even deliver on promises. He's like, I'll get you in this movie if you blow me. And then they're like, what movie? And then he's like, what movie? Or whatever.
He's like, here's the movie. And there's just a video of you blowing him. I said I'd get you into a movie. Feel free to show it to your parents. No, it was crazy. Like, and also like the move they all have is, and I guess it's just, it's not even really about sex. It's just more about like, you know, ruining people. Like it's just sadistic. Like, they would all, you know, they all do that thing where they just start jerking off. So it actually kind of like, I felt like the Kevin Spacey thing shed for me a little bit more, a little new light on the Louis C.K. thing. Cause remember when everyone downplayed the Louis C.K. thing where they were like, he didn't do anything. Like, you know, all he did was take his dick out. And like he asked if it was all right. It's just like hearing the Kevin Spacey story where they would just be, you know, at a, you know, a theater and he would just start jerking off or like next to him in the car. Like they all, these huge burly tough guys. And they said they were like frozen from it. So like, just imagine some, and again, you know, Louis C.K. was a had power in those scenarios.
For a young female comic, obviously.
And you're in this huge guy's hotel room, has a lot of power at 2 a.m. and he just takes his pants off and starts jerking off and you're like 100-pound girl. I don't know. Like that's not a threatening gesture to me. That the Kevin Spacey thing really just put it in because it's like it was all dudes telling and they were like freaked out by it.
Right.
So it's a pretty aggressive. It's I love everyone played it like whatever. He just has weird sexual things. It's like, no, that's a little beyond that. Yeah. Like.
So you watching that, because I told some people about it. I'm like, you watch that documentary about Kevin Spacey and you're like, yeah, no, this person deserved to be canceled. Would you say that?
Yeah. And the thing is like canceled. Or I know people like cancel culture. I don't like it. It's like, I don't know if you have a job and, you know, being famous, part of your job, I mean, is like staying in the good graces of the audience. If they decide they don't like things you did and they don't want to support your art or what you're doing, how is that like a horrible offense? I mean, I guess if it's not true, if it's a lie, but I mean, yeah, I think this guy coming out is like, he was like sexually assaulting like anyone, but also like underage. I think his people were less able to forgive it because it was like gay. And I, you know what I mean? I think because it was gay, people were more, it turned more people off because they're not open. Cause they, I think it added to the narrative that, you know, a lot of gay people don't like where it's like, oh, they're just sexual deviants. They can't control themselves. Right. Or like disgusting. So it's kind of like, I think that was easier for people to write it off. Like, oh, he's like this weird gay guy, you know, like, I think it's like a prejudicial thing, but even the Michael Jackson thing, like, I guess, because he's so good, people just couldn't.
I think, and also Michael Jackson's persona. I mean, I think Kevin Spacey always came off a little snarky and a little like Michael Jackson, his public persona was like, I just want peace in the world. I want all the children.
Kids.
I want the children to be happy.
He was really telegraphing it too. He wasn't hiding it. I just want children. This guy's great. What do you mean he fucks kids? All he does is say he wants children.
And, you know, I know a few people who are Michael Jackson defenders to this very day. And they're like, they will admit, oh, yeah, no, the kids went over to his house and they had sleepovers and they slept in his bed. But Michael Jackson didn't do anything. And I'm like, well, all that stuff is way beyond the pale anyway. So, I mean,
right.
And by the way, if you invite children to come to your house and people sleep in your bed, whether you fuck them or not, everyone's going to think you fucked them. So at best, it's the worst judgment you've ever made before in your life, right?
Well, could you imagine if you just invited some, you know, 7-year-olds to like sleep in your bed? And so the parents just be like, no, it's cool. Don't worry. They really like my comedy.
It's totally innocent.
I mean, I almost think it's weirder if he did that and he didn't have sex with all.
Right.
Like also, that would be really weird to me because it'd be like, well, why are you like, if he was like, no, clearly it's to get, you know, get them to have sex with me or whatever and molest them or whatever. It's like, oh, okay. We're at least.
But I think this was one of those things with the Kevin Spacey. And I think people shouldn't be canceled that easily. I think to me, more cancellation should be about actions and not words. Unless the words are like really bad, like, you know, you can kill all the Jews or something like that. But, you know, if you're committing an actual crime, People in the real world get canceled for that. This guy was committing felonies, really, or not felonies.
Yeah, totally. What he's supposed to still be in movies now? I mean, yeah. Like, what? Why are they going to put it? No one would want to see it.
And he must have been crushed by this doc because he got off on that trial. Not got off, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he probably thought, okay, I'm going to creep my way back in. Someone will put me in some movie who's desperate for some sort of star. But now, forget about it. It's over. It's like a Chris D'Elia thing, man. It's just like, Chris D'Elia still has a career, though, you know?
I know, he does, right? So
Kevin Spacey will be doing stand-up soon, I'm pretty sure.
You know, I actually think he started doing stand-up.
I think he did, maybe.
Yeah, because he did, like, impressions and stuff. So, but I don't know. I guess it makes sense because, you know, they're interviewing his brother who looks like some low-rent Mick Jagger. Like, he looks crazy, too. Like, apparently they had, like, their dad was just like a total like a Nazi monster, basically.
Right. So, and then the older brother was saying that the dad molested the older brother. They didn't really say if they molested Kevin Spacey, but I assume he probably did. And that stuff usually, you know, you feel a little bad because that's usually what happens when you get molested by someone.
Right.
You know, you saw that guy from the Nickelodeon thing. You know, he started doing weird stuff. Drake
guy,
or Josh.
Drake. Yeah. But yeah, it was funny to because it seems like the Spacey thing it's been a while since that happened. And he really is. I feel like he's the big example of not ever able to come back from it. Like, who can you name other than him that have been? I mean, you know, I heard like Weinstein's getting out of jail.
Yeah.
Is that true?
No, I don't think I think they're dropping. One of the cases got turned over in appeal, so they're dropping some years off his sentence. I don't think he's getting out, though.
Oh, I thought they like reversed his sentence.
It was one sentence, but I think there's lots of sentences.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
But he was like and then they keep showing him. He just looks. I mean, not that he ever looked like really like an Adonis, but he just looks really horrible. What do you think? Like in jail, what do you think is happening? Like, do you think he's just like isolated on his own? And just sitting there, or like he must get them to give him things and stuff, right?
The only thing I've heard, and this is only, is that how Madoff dealt with prison, and somehow Madoff still kept some of his money. And when you have money in prison, you can kind of it offers you some protection. I think you can just pay people off. So if I would imagine Weinstein, I don't know what type of prison he's in. But I think that protects you a little bit. You might even you might even pay people in jail to fucking protect you. You know, you get the skin, he probably has the fucking Aryan Nation protecting him in prison, which would be hilarious. But
yeah, I'm kind of amazed Spacey got off because I mean, if he went to jail, I don't think he would be doing that masturbating move much anymore.
I think these are hard. I mean, you're the lawyer, but I think these are hard, you know, things to convict on. You know, it's a lot of, you know, it's just hearsay. Yeah. Here's word against your word. And you know, that's why even with going public with these cases or these things, it's like, you know, the newspaper, I mean, New York Times needed 5 sources before they went ahead with the CK story.
Yeah.
If they only had one, they would have probably been sued. You know?
Right.
So, you know,
that was another really crazy day. I remember hearing that was coming out, and then I feel like there were rumblings of that coming out for like a year and a half.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Like people would kind of like, you read articles and they'd be like, apparently there's this weird thing. And then like, I think Tig Notaro was like one of the ones that got attention for it. Like she kept making comments about him. But he like was able to, I mean, what do you think of his, like where he is now? I know he's able to make a living, but it feels very, he definitely has lost the cachet, but I almost think he's lost the respect even of like, just, I don't, you know, like your typical, like, I know like a lot of comedians still worship him, but there's a big tarnish on him. Do you think
there
that,
is, but or? I think it's starting to fall away. I mean, from how would I talk
you
to
do?
Comics? Yeah. I think that if he keeps his nose clean from now on, there's no other issues. I don't think he'll ever reach the heights that he was once at, but you know,
never.
But he's selling out Madison Square Garden again, so it's like, you know,
yeah,
people like him. But
I feel like I see like a lot of people doing that now.
Yeah, that's, everyone can do that now. It's pretty easy.
No, I mean, I know it's not, but it's weird. I feel like there's people that I'm like, what? So like, No, you're right. He's able to make a living. I guess it's just more the image of him, which I guess he probably just doesn't really care about. But
I mean, it's also the case that he's a comedian. So it's like, you don't have that high standard as like a politician or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Right. The really high standards of the politics.
Of Trump. Yeah.
Yeah, he's about to be president for basically like he got convicted of rape and there's I mean, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, Stormy Daniels was saying that her boyfriend, her husband said they might leave the country if Trump doesn't go to jail. I think they might have to leave the country either way, especially if Trump becomes president. Because
I think I might.
Yeah, but I guess she's getting a lot of threats. She was wearing a bulletproof vest, I heard. And yeah. I think that,
I don't know. I guess that's so weird. You know, I was down, my doctor is near the courthouse and I was walking there on Tuesday. And it's weird. It's like when you go there, it's really underwhelming. I know he like plays it up, but like, the park across the street that's kind of fenced off, like I saw like five people wearing like MAGA stuff. Five people. And they were all like weird older Asian women. It was, I remember being like, what? Why? I never knew this was like a demographic of it. And it's just a funny, like immediately when you see that, like just even from far away, the Trump, you're just like, that person's just a lunatic. You know what I mean?
Who would have thought his demo was the Joy Luck Club, you know?
But it's where, I guess it's because it's near Chinatown, but I mean, they just looked unhinged kind of. Yeah. It's funny to see because you're like, oh, this really is nothing. He's really nothing. It's just kind of, it's all built up by me and you, these people in, I don't know, whatever, the red states that worship him in the cult. Like they don't see it's New York's reaction to him is very funny to me because New Yorkers are just like, this is annoying. Like I thought was, oh wait, I have to go around the block now. Like, fuck this guy. So it's so weird to me. Someone be like, this guy is the greatest.
I mean, the MAGA people know they're in New York. They're in enemy territory. So
yeah. Didn't even seem like this literally just seemed like if it wasn't Trump, there would have just been some other crazy. You know, you'd see people that are just wearing the weirdest thing. And you're like, wow, you're so crazy. It's like affecting your clothes.
He's the first president with merch. You know, he has merch. He won't be the last either. That's the thing. So.
Right. I'm sure President Lauren Boebert will have it. All right.
You want to wrap it up?
Yeah, let's wrap it up. I'm kind of like getting tired, as you can probably tell.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Please, join our Patreon. We have different tiers and you'll get bonus content. Download. If you listen, download. All right. Thanks a lot, everybody.
Bye.